What was the noise he'd make? You say he'd begin to...
When we, well, it depended. Sometimes he would, they would have with their mother. They'd be with their mother there. And then you could see that the mother don't want to take care of her anymore. She'd kick him, you see. So what he'd do was take him away from them. But they wouldn't like that. They all think they would be meh. They wanted to go back, you know, but we knew they were too big and they were hitting with their head to make the milk come down. And that hurt, that was hurting her, you see. But we could give her, like, say, well, hit her that much, they could lose the baby that they were going to have. So that's the reason they make them out, they take them out. So, and then when they were big enough, it was like the male was big enough, well, some, like my daddy, sometimes they would sell them. They had no money just to buy them. They'd sell them, and then when they were to eat some meat, they'd kill one for them. But they would sell them.
Did you have a, what did you call that when everybody would get together and cut up a big beef?
Well, just, we call that in France a boucherie. Mm-hmm. Boucherie.
Boucherie champagne?
Boucherie champagne, well, I guess. The head champagne. Country, there's a country style.
Now, when the cow was wanted to get their feed, you know, late in the evening, they begin to
They start that way, and you have to go open the gate, and they let them in, and then you give them a little bit of that, whatever you give them, and then, especially in summertime, they have so much mosquito, they would come in, and my daddy would have the little calf panned in, so they would let the cow in and let them in, because they couldn't go where the milk calf was, because they were panned in, so they make a big smoke with old shoes and old cloth and things like that, and then as a group, you know, and it lasts all night, and it's a big piece of wood, and it would last all night, and they would stay around that group. Oh, yeah, then once upon a time they had so many flies, these flies that, they still bite you, right now they got some, these flies that bite you, as much as mosquito will.
Now, a hen on a nest of eggs was called a...
A hen? When she wants to lay an egg, she was sitting on the nest laying an egg. And then when she laid the egg, at the minute she laid the egg, she'd get up and make noise and that's what she would do.
Where would y'all keep them?
The pen in. Oh yeah, big chicken yard. And then they had the chicken coop in the middle of it. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have even fine wood brick, nothing in there. My daddy would break that, clean that up all the time. And they had 4 feet plank on the floor to put their food on it. They wouldn't scratch it, take their food in the sand.
Okay. Now, when you killed a chicken and ate it, there was a piece that everybody liked to pull?
Oh, yes. They had the back bones and they had meat. I'll tell you the truth. I'd like the neck and I like the wing and the gizzard. That's all I eat in the chicken.
You
did? That's it. I don't eat that white meat. I don't never eat that white meat. I take the backbone. And my mother, she said that little thing goes up there, but not me. I don't eat that. But she, that's what she likes.
Yeah.
We call that in French a coupe.
Would they have a piece that they would like to pull apart, you know? One person would get the short end and one to get the long end?
Oh, yeah, that goes on the wing. They got the short end. And if you make a wish with that, well, I don't believe in that. That's superstitious. I don't believe in that.
Well, what was that called?
Well, they called the wishbone. Which one? The one that has the longest one.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends the way you hold it. The way you break it, you know, it depends how you break it.
Okay. Now, the inside parts of the chicken, the gizzard, the liver, and all that, would you ever you'd make something out of that?
You could. Well, it depends when you cook the chicken. You can roast the neck, you know, put the neck in the sea, stuff it in the chicken. And the gizzard and the liver goes in the chicken, and you roast it. Then if you want to make a stew, well, you cut it by pieces and put it there in the stew. You do one, but you never waste it. We always did cook that. My old mother used to cook the legs.